Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you.
Yes, it's a mighty move of God coming your way. This is WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Dr. Gregory Scott at your pleasure. Our program features today, our star preacher, our own pastor, Patricia Benham. So the move of God is on your way, and Pastor Benham is on her way as well. So stay tuned for the mighty message.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on. For your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah,
changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yes, friends, the move of God is on the way. As we move from the Thanksgiving season to the Christmas season, you know it's always a good time to pray and to thank God for what he has done for us, what he is doing for us, and what he is going to be doing for us, because he's always doing. Let's take a moment to send up a prayer, to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we enter this holiday season, let us not forget that every day is a holiday. Every day is a moment of joy, happiness, delight, and thankfulness for being in your world, for being able to wake up this morning and see yet another day. That no matter how we tossed and turned and how we fidgeted through the night, whether with cramps in our arms, our feet, our legs, our stomach, our backs, whether our blood pressure was high or too low, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for showering us with your blessings and for healing us, Lord, and for letting us wake up and to see the sun rising and to know, Lord, that we are once again being given another opportunity to share your love and grace with others. And Lord, we accept once again the charge Jesus gave the apostles and they passed on to us, that we will cherish you, cherish your Son, and spread the word of the divine blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Now, Lord, we know that heaven is at hand. We know that Jesus came to give that message, that he told the Pharisees and those who asked that the kingdom of God is here and now. It's not there. It's not nearby. It's here and now. And Lord, through the grace and the sacrifice and the forgiveness of your sons, of your Son Jesus, we know, Lord, that we are prepared to be ushered into the kingdom while still in the physical body. Lord, we know there's no need for us to wait to leave this earthly veil. We know, Lord, that heaven is here and now. And that, Lord, all we have to do is like the singer just said, we just need to know that the move of God is on the way. Yes, Lord, these are many blessings that we ask, not only for ourselves, for our family members, for our friends. And, Lord, we ask that you likewise bless our enemies. And help them to open their eyes, Lord, and to see that we are living under your grace with your mercy. Now, Lord, these blessings we ask, in Jesus' name, we pray. Because, Lord, we're committed, like the singer says, to hold on.
Come on, Mike.
Amen. Your help is on the way.
Look at somebody and tell them your help is on the way.
Yes, your help is on the way. And now we're going to hear Hezekiah Walker, after which we will, the pastor will come to us without introduction or interruption. Amen. So now.
Hey!
And my heart is fixed and my mind's made up. No room. No vacancies. I'm all filled up. I'm filled up with the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit. My heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I'm sold out. I thank God for being sold out on today, for this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so happy to be back on board with you once more. And again, I'd like to take a moment right now to thank each of you, my listeners, for your prayers and your thoughtfulness during my time of bereavement. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not have been able to go through. But because I'm sold out and my mind is made up, I'm going to live for the Lord. I'll let nothing, death or anything, separate me from His love. I'm determined to go through. I'm going to be all right. I have to adopt the word that the Shunammite woman said, all is well. Whether she knew for sure, but she just took that word and said, all is well. She had to trust the very God that was in her, because she didn't know what the man of God was about. But in the word it says, after the miracle was performed, where Elijah told her to go and make a cake, go and do as you say, and so she did that, and her meal bell never, ever ran empty after that point. God replenished, He multiplied, He restored the meal in her barrel, and she said, and by this I know that you are a man of God. Isn't it good when people can look at you and say, by the sign, by the way that you're acting, by the way that you walk, by the way that you talk, by the way that you do what you do, I know that you are a man or woman of God, because the word of God is true and it's right. So I just want to thank you all for praying for me. It was a difficult moment in my life to lose my nephew / son, who I raised from 9 months old, and to lose him at the age of 45, it really hit me in the pit of my stomach. But because of God, somebody said, but because of God, because of God's son, Jesus. And you know, we are getting ready to celebrate the Christmas season. Now, all lights are up several places, and I thank God for the lights, because the Christians really need to put lights up. If you don't put the tree up, that's okay. But you must, this is just my personal feeling about it, put up the lights. Light a light for Jesus Christ. Because why? Jesus, He is the light of the world. And if you don't have Jesus on the inside, you sit in darkness. You have no light. And just follow the story of the wise men. They went looking for Jesus. They didn't have a GPS. They didn't have a map like you have an atlas and you could sit down. My husband once was a truck driver, and he could get his map out for the various state he wanted to go through, and he would follow that little line and take his pen and point that, and he said, this is where I need to be, and this is the route that I have to take in order to get there. But the wise men had something, but they didn't have a material thing that showed them where the Christ child lay. They followed what God had given them to follow. They couldn't ask questions along the way, said, could you tell me how to get to Sesame Street. They didn't have anyone to say, well, if you go this way and you go that way and you'll see this and you'll see that and then you'll know. But they relied on the star. My God in heaven, could you imagine a star in the sky taking you to the star? Jesus Christ, superstar, oh, bless his name. The wise men followed the star, and it brought them to the baby Jesus. This is the Christmas season. So the light from the star, didn't say from the moon, but the star brought them to where they found him, just as the scripture had said, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Oh, bless his name. Oh, my God, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I tell you, my very soul just thank God for allowing his son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth in the flesh to save a wretch like me. So come on, people of God, put your lights up, a candle or some kind of light for Jesus Christ. Our Savior is born. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, the Savior, is born. And he lives in me. And I had to rely on him to give me strength to go through the funeral. And yes, I am yet going through, but by the grace of the Lord, each day is getting a little bit lighter. The load doesn't feel quite so heavy. The burden doesn't feel so hard. Each day, God's mercies is made new every morning, and every day brings about a change. I am getting a little bit stronger. For last week, I was in bad shape, and the week before that, he passed on the 18th, and I just had a hard time, but I know that Jesus was with me, and he was able to carry me through. He brought me out. He took me through a time that I did not want to be in. But he was my strength and my help. You know, we preach things to others, but there comes a time when we have to rely on what we preach to others. Yes, I tell others that he is a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of your storm. Yes, I preach that for God I live and for God I'll die. In other words, Hezekiah said, I am sold out. My mind is made up. And yes, I preach the Lord is my light and my salvation. Yes, I preach the gospel that says the Lord is my shepherd. And yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yes, I preach the gospel that David said that I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises, well, that included bereavement. I still had to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Even though I didn't like the day that he gave me because of what was going on, but I still blessed the Lord because he is great and greatly to be praised. Yes, David says, I will lift up mine eyes on to the hills from whence cometh my help. Because he went on to say, the reason why I'm looking unto the hills is not about the hills, but I'm looking unto the hills whence cometh my help, because my help don't come from the hills. It cometh from the Lord. But he got a comfort in knowing that as I look up, I see the hills and I see the mountains, and I know that my Savior is there to give me strength, to give me the help that I need. So we thank God for the Christmas Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, M-A-S, Christmas, Christ the Master. Yes, I know we call, if you watch the show, Jeannie, she called her love of her life Master. So I know if Jesus is the love of your life, you should be able to call him Master. Oh, my God, Savior, Lord of lords, King of kings, my Prince, peace. Yes, you are the Master. By the living word of God, I shall prevail, because I'm standing on the promises of God. Christ is our Master. So don't forget to celebrate with your lights. And if you want to put up a tree, it's not paganistic. You're not worshiping the tree. The tree is just something that you put something beautiful on. And who is more beautiful than the gift of Jesus Christ? Oh, my God. Oh, I love the Lord. And I won't take it back, because he has been so good to me. So good. So good. So good, so good, so good, he is so good. And I thank the Lord for his blessings. Oh, in the midst of it all, God is yet blessing. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I thank God for Jesus coming in the flesh. He could have stayed in heaven with his dad. He could have stayed around the throne where there was no pain, no sickness, no suffering. But yet he chose to come down here to the earth for us. He did it for you. Did it for me. He left his mighty throne in glory to come down here to suffer so that you and I can be born again, washed in the precious blood. I don't dispute the Bible. I know that in the book of Romans, we tell the people to recite what's in the book of Romans, that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord, thou shalt be saved. Okay. Ah, but Jesus told Nicodemus, said, you must be born again. All right, so let's get saved first by the words that we quote out of Romans. But let's go a little bit farther than that. Let's go and get blood washed. Wash me, David said. Purge me. Wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. So create in me a clean heart. Just reciting what Romans said is not enough. We've got to go a little bit more than that. We've got to be washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Yes. Someone made a song, said, you don't have to kill the lamb anymore. You don't have to sprinkle the blood over the door. Someone has taken the place of the lamb, for he is the great I am. I know it's a verse in there that I left out, but it's all good. You got the point that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And this is the month that we have chosen. I had nothing to do about it with it, but this is the time that they put on our calendar as Christmas to recognize the birth of Jesus Christ. Some say he was born in October. I don't care. He was born. The wise men found him just as the scripture said, and the star led them to Jesus. Do you have a star leading you to Jesus? Or did your star take you to Jesus and you're still with him? Or did you find Jesus and you walked away and left him? I would like to know. Come on, give me feedback. Send me a text. Send me an email. Let me know that, yes, I did find Jesus, and I've stayed with Jesus after I found him. You know, some found him for the moment. Oh, there was plenty that attended the funeral on last week that came out of there illuminated. They said, oh, I am going to church on Sunday. And, oh, I'm telling you that there was something. One little girl who's 13 years old said to her aunt, she said, I was very cold. I was freezing while I was in church. I just kept having all of these chills. But see, what she didn't recognize, it was very warm in the church, but the presence of God was engulfing her. The presence of God was circling about her, and she felt his presence. And because she had not been told or taught that when you feel his presence, many times it does feel as they describe it, and I felt chills running through my body. That's the power of God running through your body. Many times someone will say, I felt goosebumps all up and down my arms and things. That is the anointing of God making the difference. And the child said to her aunt, I just felt so cold, but yet I enjoyed myself. And I told her aunt, I said, tell her. She felt the very presence of the Lord. She felt the anointing of Jesus Christ. And when you feel the anointing, don't throw away your baby. Hold on to him. Let him come in and sup with you. He said in the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will come in. At that particular time, that was the time for the young lady to say, come in, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I surrender. I yield. I give myself away so that I can be used by you. Oh, I love the Lord today, and I won't take it back. I am sold out. My mind is made up. Come what may, I still am going to trust in the Lord. Why did he take my nephew? I don't really know, but he's God, and he give it, and he can take it. So I just thank God for the 45 years that I had him. Would have loved to have had him longer, but God saw fit to take him home. And heaven is where we're trying to get to. Some of us are going to be caught up, those of us, for it says in Thessalonians, we shall not all sleep, but those of us that are alive and remain. Read it. It's in your Bible. I hear people say, well, we all got to go this way. No, 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 no. That's not scripture. For the Bible declares in Thessalonians, I tell you, it tells us that for we shall not all sleep, but those of us that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I tell you, I'm sold out today. I kept hearing that ringing in my spirit, and I said to Dr. Scott, of whom I am grateful for being in my life, making things change, helping things to happen. It's because God chose him to bring me to Blog Talk Radio. God performed his word. I just had my third anniversary, and I talked about the performance of God. Well, God performed his word that he spoke in 1984, saying that I would be on the radio. So, you see, God doesn't lie, and you don't have to tell lies on God. Just tell the Lord, thank you. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you have heard from us, you welcome it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. And that's how we're saved, through the word of God. God is, he's just so real. He's just so good. As you can see, I am excited. You see that, right? Okay, I'm supposed to be excited because I am talking about the word of God. If I was talking about some junk, you might be excited over that. But I am talking about the word of God. And the word of God is real and is sharper than any two-edged sword. I love the Lord. Do you? Dr. Scott, I don't know where you are at this moment, but if you could just get ready to find me some sort of Christmas song, for this is the Christmas season, and I would like to hear Norman Hutchins and Hezekiah, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, but I also would like to hear some sort of Christmas carol, because this is the season to be jolly and give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. How about that, Dr. Scott? I bless the Lord today for his kindness. And I did read a scripture to you. I never like to come on the air without reading. I just read a verse of a scripture to you just a moment ago. And it's all good that we take the word of God and work it. I heard a pastor in Delaware say, work the word. And that's what we have to do in circumstances and situations. We have to learn how to work the word. We have to believe God's word enough to say that, you know, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord. The enemy would have us to have a pity party. But we have to learn to speak the word of God into ourself so that we can rise above what's going on. Will it get rid of it? No, it's a reality. It's real. But we can move past it. We can get beyond it. Yes, we will have days that we might reminisce and recall and break down. But still, we have hope in Jesus. Victory is in Jesus. And we know that death is not a problem for the Lord. He is victorious over death. And I just feel like just telling the Lord thank you today. I just feel like if God can't, it won't. You know, if God can't, It won't. Let's go to Thessalonians, the I believe the third chapter. I am not reading out of my King James Version, so some of the words are different in this particular new Spirit-filled Life Bible. I guess it's mainly so that people that is just starting to read the Bible, or if I'm studying and I need to be able to break it down from what King James is saying to more of an English wording, I guess that is the purpose that they have here. Let's read this. Let me just read this. Finally, the Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk to please God. That's what that first verse say. And it goes on to say, for you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. And let's go over from there. I just wanted to give you a word from the Lord. Someone said, is there a word from the Lord? Well, there are 66 books in the Bible. And out of the 66 books, there must be a word in there for us, for you, for me, and for everyone who picked up the Bible. There is a word from the Lord. My time is drawing nigh, and it says here, let's read at the 12th verse. It says, that ye may walk properly towards those who are outside, and that ye may lack nothing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, those who have passed on, fallen asleep, lest ye sorrow as others who have no hope. See, that's my strength. Yes, I did weep. I cried. And I'd say things, and I think about something that he said or something he did, and I look at his clothes. I went into the room, and I look at his white shirt, and I'm saying, if he was here, he may put this shirt on today for church. So I came out of the room and shut the door, and I began to weep. But that's okay, because Jesus wept about his friend Lazarus just to show that he had feelings. Because Jesus knew that he was getting ready to perform a miracle for Mary and Martha and for all those who knew that Lazarus was dead for 4 days. So he wept. It was his friend. So that let us know it's okay for us to weep. But now trying to, like some people do, trying to pull them out the casket and knocking down people. Come on. Come on. We should have more hope in us than that. Let's go. I'm still talking about Christmas. I'm still talking about Jesus Christ was born. Had he not been born, none of this would have been possible. So let's go back and read that again. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest ye sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Now, you have to be in Jesus in order to be with him, and in order for him to bring you with him. You got a lot of people out here that say that they belong to Jesus, but Jesus is saying, I don't know you. You're none of mine. You're not mine. You are not in my will because you won't submit to my will. So therefore, I have to tell you, well, I went to church on Sunday. I ushered. I sang in the choir. I paid tithe and I gave offers. Yes, I blessed you for that earthly. But I don't know you. Depart from me. I don't want the Lord to say that concerning me. So let's read. For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain. Underline that. That is the 15th verse of the 4th chapter of 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament. Who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Now, I want you to read it in the King James Version because it says those who are alive and remain will be caught up with the Lord in the air. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ. You hear that? The dead in Christ, not the dead in something else. But you must be born again in order to be in Christ. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain. You got that? Come on, highlight it. That's verse 17. Shall be caught up together with them. They're talking about those that's already gone and we were left here. Shall be caught up, see, together with them in the clouds. King James said the air, to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So I have a hope today. Yes, our hearts are heavy. We're human. But I have a hope today. I don't have a bowed down head. I'm sold out. My mind is made up. Why? The move of God is on the way. And I like the other song says, your help is on the way. Oh, I like when he said, on the way, on the way, on the way. He wants you to get it. Your help is on the way, on the way, on the way. I love it. I love it. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. So just get your lights. Please get your lights for me. Will you light up the inside of your house or the outside so people can see that they must be people that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. They must believe that Jesus was born. The scripture said, unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given. And the song said, Christ, the Savior, is Lord. And he is Lord. And we thank him as we approach this December the 25th. It's not about buying expensive toys or expensive gifts. Yes, the wise men. I don't mind receiving a gift on Christmas, but don't go overboard with it. The wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus because they was excited that the word of God had come to pass, that the word of God that the prophet spoke had come to pass, that the word of God was right, that down through the generations that a Savior would be born and a virgin would bring us the Son of the living God. He came through just like you and I came through. The difference is he was conceived, by the Holy Spirit. We were conceived through our flesh. You know, man and woman laid together and boom, oops, there it is. But he was put there in Mary because she was pure. She kept herself pure enough to carry the Christ child. Are you keeping yourself pure enough that the Christ child will remain in you? Oh, bless the Lord. Come on, give me feedback. Let me know that you were listening. Send me an email. I am so happy to be with you today, for this is the day that the Lord he hath made. Remember, we're talking about Jesus. No one can raise the dead but Jesus. God gave him that. So why not talk about Jesus that way? I know sometimes you like for me to be in high gear, but you miss that. See, the people at the funeral last week, they were caught up in the moment. And all of them said, oh, I'll be in church on Sunday. One lady even went and bought herself a skirt to be in church on Sunday. Not that she had to have one, but she's from old school, so she wanted to wear a skirt, and that's fine. If you want to wear a skirt or your slacks, that's fine. But you know what? Her skirt hang for another Sunday because she didn't make it. And some of the other ones that was say, oh, I'm going to church on Sunday. They were caught up in the moment. But when you find your baby Jesus, don't just be caught up in the moment. Stay with your baby. Dr. Scott, I am finished. I just want to say that I thank God for you, for being there as my strong support. Thank you for being on the right side and the left side and just with me and going to the measures that you go to fund this blog talk radio so that I can come forward with the word of God. We're not receiving many donations. We had an anniversary, and as far as I know, we only got one donation from Evangelist Franklin, who thought it would be robbery that she didn't donate to the work of the Lord. And some of you can donate to Glory United Ministry. It's not for me. It's for those that need to hear the word of the Lord. Dr. Scott, it's in your hands. Amen. Dr. Scott, oh, bless his name.
Hello. I began to speak and didn't realize that my phone was still on mute. Hope you can hear me all right, Pastor.
Yes, I can.
Pastor Casey. Oh, good. I was wanting to let people know that we will be grateful for their donations to come to us by way of either a check or money order, Glory United Ministries, and that would be care of Dr. Gregory Scott, and that address is 251 North DuPont Highway, PMB, as in Paul Mary Bravo or Brown, PMB 22, Dover, Delaware, 19901. And donations are gratefully appreciated to keep this program, Glory United Ministry, air. So thank you so much for listening. And we will end with the requested Christmas music. And I'm sure you will enjoy it.